I don't know why, but you're listening to WREK Atlanta.
Off, 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 off. Turn it off. Off. Turn it off. Please turn it off. Turn it off. Oh, it's too late.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, come on, say hello or do something.
Is the mic on?
Yes, the microphone's on.
Hello.
Good morning. It's 9:37. This is the beginning of WREK's Saturday morning wake-up program. And if you had been listening previously, you probably heard nothing. That was because we were broken. Is that right?
Yep.
But we're on the air now. Lon Pringle is here. Where's your short little friend?
A short little friend is not here today. Chris is home because the rain prevented his bicycle from getting here.
That's right. In case you're interested in the weather, take a look outside. It is raining. Georgia Tech and the Georgia game is still on today, as I understand. And we'll have some news about that and other things at 10 o'clock on WREK's News from the World of Music and Other Places. Have anything to add?
Nope. Get this stupid music off the air. Let's get on with this show.
We're going to start with some Richie Havens, if that's okay.
News flash. University of Georgia head football coach Vince Dooley held another press conference early this morning. It was the eighth straight day that Dooley called in the press to discuss why his team would have a problem defeating the Yellow Jackets at Grant Field this afternoon. Yes, Dooley was shaken up by what he saw as the condition of his team last night and, quoting now, Fibron has a cold sore, three linemen have ingrown toenails, two cheerleaders are pregnant. I don't know what to tell the Alumni Association if we lose today. Meanwhile, Georgia Tech coach Pepper Rogers spent another day Friday negotiating with Channel 2 TV to extend his show this week from a half hour to one full hour to cover his Thanksgiving dinner with the kids. Very surprisingly, sportscaster Harmon Wages had no comment on either activity. They don't want to see. That was the Dirt Band. We have seven more minutes before the news, I think, and a song by Bob James. Name of the song is Sunrunner. That was Bob James, Sunrunner. And now it's time for the news.
That's from the album Touchdown, by the way. This is Stereo 91, WREK, Atlanta. What's all that? Atlanta. What's all that noise?
Remember, we better get off the beach here before we do the news.
This is news from the world of music and other places. We're having an extended news broadcast because we weren't on the air on time this morning. The radio station was broken. We started at 9:30. We've only been here half an hour. And look at all this news that has piled up on us today. Amazing. I wish you'd shut the door. Police in the Philippines report arresting about 150 people on drug charges during a recent Eric Clapton concert in suburban Manila. Police also said many of Clapton's fans got so carried away with his performance that they broke through the barriers to get closer to the stage of the domed Coliseum in Quezon City. Two of those arrested on drug charges were Americans. Their identities were not released. Under Filipino law, anyone convicted of using marijuana faces a jail sentence of 4 to 12 years.
Former Acne Statin user Pat Boone is leading organizer of a telethon he hopes will raise $100 million for Cambodian relief. The telethon was unveiled as a Beverly Hills party that featured only fish and rice instead of the usual gourmet spread for such events. Television evangelists Oral Roberts and Rex Lombard.
Humbard.
Are in on the plans. And Jerry Weintraub will produce the telethon, which is set for Lombard a week after Christmas.
Keith Richards' girlfriend, Anita Pallenberg, has been cleared of any involvement in the death of a teenager at Richards' mansion last summer, but she still faces weapons charges. A Westchester County grand jury decided that Pallenberg was not involved in the death last July of Scott Cantrell. The 17-year-old youth from Norwalk, Connecticut, took his own life at Richards' home in South Salem, New York. The 37-year-old woman says he shot himself in the head while laying on a bed in the master room. She said she was elsewhere cleaning house. Richard was in France at the time. But Pallenberg was not entirely in the clear. She was indicted on 2 charges of criminal possession of a weapon and misdemeanor. No date has been set for that trial.
Teddy Pendergrass wants to hire some women bodyguards on a city-to-city basis for the final round of his 1979 world tour. Pendergrass says he wants to hire, and this is a direct quote, beautiful women who are also black belt karate experts. He says his regular security men are great, but they're not much to look at.
Burt Bacharach says he began his career as an accompanist for Vic Damone, who fired him.
Melissa Manchester's father says joining his daughter for concert has brought a lot of energy into his life. For 30 years, David Manchester was a bassoonist for New York's Metropolitan Opera.
A what?
Bassoonist.
Bassoonist?
Plays the bassoon.
Oh, okay.
After years of begging, Melissa finally persuaded him to come out of his retirement and join her at an anti-nuclear rally in Hollywood. He will be joining her on a November 29th public television Over Easy show hosted by Hugh Downs. Says the elder Manchester, I thought pop wasn't my field, which is why I hedged Melissa for so long, but I was wrong. The energy was exhilarating.
Simply amazing. Well, the Chieftains are going into the Guinness Book of World Records for playing to the largest live audience ever, 1.25 million people. Of course, they had some help. The Chieftains made it into the record book for a concert in Dublin, Ireland that was the warm-up for a mass by Pope John Paul 7 weeks ago.
Greece is about to become the longest-running show in Broadway history. The record-breaking performance will come on December 8th when the cast of Greece takes the stage for performance number 3,243. That will push Fiddler on the Roof to second place with Life with Father to third.
Life with Father? I think Annie's better. Well, I saw Annie this week at the Civic Center. It was very nice.
Did she have her eyes whited out?
No, they didn't blunk out her eyes or anything, but she had the curly hair, too. You ought to take Chris. Where is that little squirt, anyway? Still hasn't showed up.
Maybe he's listening at home.
Is my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Guy Lombardo is gone.
Where'd he go?
But he passed away a little while ago. Anyway, his music will live on as usual on New Year's Eve because Bill Lombardo will lead the Guy Lombardo band at the festivities at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City. It will cost you a minimum of $100 to attend the celebration, or you can watch on TV for nothing. I always watch The Tonight Show, and they always have a New Year's party.
Well, now...
Uh-huh.
News.
Wait a minute, we got other stuff here.
That's enough of that stuff. This stuff stinks.
Wait a minute.
News from sports.
Sports?
Yeah, sports.
What about this music stuff?
Forget the music stuff.
The amazing new pop group The Bojos have released their first album for Das Kapital Records. Entitled Sunday Night Fever, the double album release is an example of vibrantly original style and revolutionary thumping bass beat well suited for the discotheques springing up around the country in response to The Bojos' new style of music. It's a brand new kind of music, Lon. You'll love it. Songs on
okay,
the album
okay, I'll close
include
the door.
Keeping Alive, Frisco Fireno, The Fights on Broadway, and Live Squawking. Thank you for closing the door.
You're welcome. Okay, from the world of sports. Not so successful, Atlanta place kicker Tim Mazzetti tried to take his own life last night, according to police officer Michael Williams. Mazzetti was found in his downtown apartment this morning, while neighbors complained about strange noises, standing on top of a chair with a noose around his neck. He would have been successful, said Douglas, except when he attempted to kick the chair out from under him, his foot would always land wide to the left and to the right. In the world of entertainment, Peter Frampton's navel is in the news this week, as it was arrested for homicide in London 2 days ago. That's right. Since his career began, Frampton's agent has cautioned Pete about unbuttoning his shirts only to the navel, believing navel exposure would send his fans into uncontrollable frenzies. Well, it happened Wednesday night when Frampton's shirt accidentally popped open and hundreds of teenage girls died from overexcitement in the worst naval disaster of modern times. That's right, said one fan in her last dying gasp. It's an Audi. It's an Audi.
Oh, no.
Yes, but in the world of medicine...
Medicine.
We have medicine in the news this week. Dolly Parton's latest chest x-ray turned into a major medical event when it was learned high-energy x-rays could not penetrate the vast frontier of her exterior parts. Mm-hmm. That's right, a team of doctors was assigned to investigate what may be a replacement for lead radiation shielding. The study faces cancellation as five of the doctors leading the up-close investigation were lost in the fleshy labyrinth. The coroner is expected to drag Miss Parton's bra basin next week for the bodies.
Huh?
By the way, on this date in 1930, a woman aviator took off on a history-making flight. Do you recall her achievement? It's one of those trivia questions, you know, they always send over the wire.
She flew around the world.
No, no.
She flew across the Atlantic.
No. On November 24th...
She flew while she was stoned.
1930... Ruth Nichols, you remember Ruth, no? Took off on a Lockheed, Lockheed Vega plane from Mineola, Long Island. I didn't know they were making planes back then. Oh well, they're still having problems. Yes. On the first transcontinental flight by a woman. She arrived in California 7 days later. 7 days in the air.
What, does she want a medal?
I don't.
Okay.
Who's that old lady?
Well, in our continuing series of weekend interviews with well-known celebrities, we turn our microphones today to the long-lost wife of a powerful Muslim religious leader. She appeared in Dallas this past week, surfacing after 32 years of seclusion and secrecy. Welcome to WRAK, Miss Khomeini.
Oh, thank you very much. It's so nice to be here today. So nice to be anywhere today.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. My first question is one which many people probably would like answered. Where have you been all these years, and why come out in the open publicly at this particular time?
When Tony, I call him Tony when his bodyguards aren't around, when Tony first decided to go into politics, he made me promise not to get in the way of his career. He told me, Debbie, I don't want you going around in the world stirring up trouble like Mrs. Roosevelt. Just be a good woman and do my laundry, he told me. Boy, what a sucker I was all those years. So when he declared himself a so-called holy man and wouldn't even admit to being married to me, that was the last straw.
Yeah, you sound pretty bitter there. So you decided to go public and let the world know about the marriage.
This is true. What kind of man would disown a woman who has been washing his robes for so many years? My parents warned me about bearded men who sit on the floor all day long burning incense and demanding things, but I didn't listen. He had one of those sexy, sinister smiles that a young Muslim girl just couldn't resist. Besides, he held me hostage in his bedroom for 3 weeks. I just had to give in and marry him.
But Ms. Khomeini, what do you intend to accomplish here in the United States halfway around the world from your estranged husband?
One of the few mistakes old Tony ever made was putting his bank accounts in his and my names jointly. Thanks to Mr. Carter, Tony can't get any of the oil money, but I can. You like my new fur coat?
looks pretty good there.
Thank you.
So you're in the money, to speak. Yeah, thanks to American politics.
And thanks to the American community property laws. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us today, Ms. Khomeini, and... be sure to let us know how the divorce is going. By the way, are you doing anything after the show?
No. What did you have in mind, sir?
Well, you know, just go around in your Jaguar a little bit, you know.
One, two, three, two. Hey!
That was Rye Cougar Next, we have Ray Charles and Cleo Lane singing a selection from the jazz opera Porgy and Bess. This is Summertime.
Hey, lady. Don't want to miss nobody. Don't want to be missed. Don't put my faith in nobody. Not even a scientist. But if you do right to me, baby, I'll do right to you too. You got to do unto others like you'd have them. Like you'd have them do unto you.
That was Bob Dylan, Do Right To Me Baby, off his new album, Slow Train Running. Next, we have some
local... Slow Train Coming.
Oh, I'm sorry. Slow Train Coming. And next, we have some local artists.
We do.
Yes, Lanny Raposa and Gibbs Hasty.
Who?
Lanny Raposa and Gibbs Hasty. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Where did they come from?
I just talked to old Lanny a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And told him we're going to play him his new recording, Ayatollah You, which is their own personal statement on the Iranian conflict.
You told him we were going to play this record?
Yes.
Who's this guy again?
Lanny Raposa.
Lanny Raposa.
Yeah. We expect an album out in at least a year. Now play the music, Dan.
Where do they come from?
They come from Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Understand how it all began. News bulletins round the world, the crisis in Iran. The Shah is sick, he's over here, he's taking radiation. The students want to try the Shah in this long vacation. Tehran, Iran, everybody run from the Ayatollah. Students took our embassy and held a demonstration. The Ayatollah stopped the oil from flowing to our nation. They called our bluff, the pressure's on, they caused us indignation. 60 people for the Shah, a touchy situation. Tehran, Iran, everybody run from the Ayatollah. Messengers sent by the Pope, but it was all in vain. Not willing to negotiate, it all seems quite insane. They call it spies, we want a trial, but it's all fabrication. Free the blacks and women too, they try to split our nation. Tehran, Iran, everybody run from the Ayatollah. Everybody run from the Ayatollah. Jimmy wants it very much to end without a fight. But if that isn't possible, he's gonna do what's right. Let's grab the Ayatollah and put him in detention. To hell with all this talk about U.S. intervention. Tehran, Iran, we won't run from the Ayatollah.
Is it over? Can I turn it off now?
You can turn it off now. Pretty good, huh?
Why don't we spring a couple bucks and buy these guys a thesaurus or something? What do you say?
What? I just want the viewers to know that...
The listeners.
To know,
I hope no one's watching.
We did not receive kickbacks for playing that song.
That's true. Somebody just sent it in to us. Who are they again?
The name is... Lanny Raposa and Gibbs Hasty.
Are they professional artists or?
Well, it's on a Radio Shack tape. Does that say something?
We did not get paid for saying Radio Shack tape either, did we?
No, we did not. That's right. I have to go to the football game now, so.
Oh, you're leaving us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So how about them Jackets, huh?
Yeah, okay. Well, see you at the game then. And all you other folks out there listening, why don't you come down if you have a ticket. And even if you don't have a ticket, you can still come on down and buy all the junky souvenirs that they sell outside the stadium. Right? Boiled peanuts and whatever. Okay, well, we'll see you.
Okay.
And bring that little squirt with you next week. Rock and Rollers from way back. Those are the Kinks with jukebox music from the album Sleepwalker, and you're listening to Stereo 91.1 FM. WREK, Atlanta. Hear the Talking Heads talking about air.
Girl in my dreams, and so it seems when you first said hello. That's how I know that I will love you. And I waited for your kiss, waited for the bliss like dreamers do. And
about all, I suppose. That last cut was the Beatles with Like Dreamers Do from a long time ago. And that's the end of WREK's Saturday Morning Wake Up Show. It's that stupid program, WREK's Acme Hour, is next. And I'll be doing it live today, so I have nothing better to do except sit in the rain, I suppose. So stay tuned. You're listening to Stereo 91, WREK, Atlanta. Hey kids, it's time once again for your favorite radio show, WREK's Acme Hour, with some of the most amazing scenes in recorded comedy, all for you. And this is your host, Dan Feinman, on a very wet Saturday. Everybody's getting set here for the Georgia Tech clash at Grant Field at 12:50. We hope you'll stay with us before then, at least for the next hour anyway, as you hear lots of really funny comedy records, which I stayed up all morning to find. It's a program you hear every Saturday morning at the same time, at 11 o'clock, so it's not unusual that you're about to experience, once again, WREK's Acme Hour.
Faculty, graduating seniors, distinguished guests.